Enzi was a beautiful place. Well, technically it still is. But it became something different when the machines were discovered in the mountains above Gelgo. There was an immense panic that swept through the islands. Soon they found three more machines, one in an old mine under Gamsby and Mechfall, another on a small abandoned farmstead in the northern valley of the big island Skook, and the last in a cave system in the mountains overlooking Gigdur on Menyar. One would have hoped for a collective effort to figure out what was happening and how to stop it, but there was no such effort. The factions that ruled different regions did what they always did. Tell everyone else that everything was under control. It was not under control. In the beginning, they just appeared as doors. Inexplicable doors that led to places that should not, could not exist. There were reports of scouts walking through endless, long and winding hallways with as many doors. Then there was talk of a room of massive arcane crystals, and another room of arcane tech that was almost identical to that of the Mechfall Enclave. That's when things started to unravel. Wars were started out of perceived betrayal, and the search for answers about these machines came to a halt. Life at Arcanum Calum et Terum took a turn toward finding a solution. It was my final year of Bard College. There was an initiative set forth by Soros and the deans of the college. Anyone willing to search for answers and journey to the nearest locations were sent out immediately. Myself and my friends, Zavid, Kit, Belius, and Bosco, were sent to Gelgo. Many strange occurrences were taking place there. Creatures were exhibiting abilities that were not previously cataloged. The weave was being altered in some way, to a point that our collective arcane knowledge proved less than effective when it came to spell casting. We were even caught in what they called a time sink. We lost 3 weeks in an inn on the outskirts of the city. Eventually, though, we found our way to the door. Everything that was spoken about was true. The endless hallways and doors that led to other places, even other planes. The massive crystals and the arcane engine. Unfortunately, we also found barracks within this extra-dimensional place. The fights were quick and brutal, but we held our own, until a cloaked figure with glowing yellow eyes appeared. He called himself the Constable, and told us that we were powerless to stop him. Our fight was in vain, because judgment had already been passed. Zavid and Kit wouldn't hear it, and attacked this being. I watched them die right in front of me. It was then that I asked how we could stop what was happening. He told me that it was simple. He would spare our world, our plane, if we helped him fulfill his task of erasing the existence of others. It was a terrible choice to make. I contemplated it, and I think that Bosco was on the fence as well. But not Belius. With lightning speed, she surprised the constable with an attack from her two daggers. In the end, though, it wasn't nearly enough. As she fell to the constable, Bosco took up arms against him as well. I froze for a moment, but snapped out of it. Bosco and I put up a fight, but we couldn't stop the inevitable, it seemed. On my last legs, I watched Bosco fall as well, his hand outstretched towards me. It was at this point that I agreed to his proposal. With a toothy grin, he offered me an outstretched hand. His skin was a pale green, and the palm of his hand was calloused. Looking up, I could see his face for the first time. A tiefling. Taking his hand, I stood up, and he said that I had a week to spread the news that Iwi was saved by my heroics. that he would transport my friend's remains and myself to wherever I asked for their burial. Once the week was up, he would return, and I would join him. The only caveat was that I kept our agreement to myself. No one could know what had transpired. I nodded my head in agreement and told him that Ensi was the place I wished to bring my friends back to. When we appeared in the heart of the campus of ACT, I broke down. How could I live with what I had just done? Bystanders took my sobbing and tears as sadness for my friends' deaths. They were partially correct. The lies came easy enough regarding what happened in Gelgo. I was lauded as a hero and a savior. The praise felt hollow at the time. In the time since then, I've realized I am those things. Sometimes heroes have to make the difficult choices, the impossible choices. What did my friends' principles and morals get them except pain, suffering, and death? I carry pieces of them wherever I go. Bosco's favorite shanties, Belise's quick wit and pranks, Zavid's tenacity in the face of opposition, and Kit's cunning and creativity. They are always with me. I have written this many times over the course of my time with the Constable. Every instance that he offers the deal to everyone who tries to stop him is offered. Without fail, I am questioned for my actions. Without fail, they do not understand that it is easier to die for your principles than it is to do what is needed to save the world you live in. I couldn't save my friends, and I will have to live with their deaths for the rest of my days. I write this to remember my reasons, to remember what is at stake if I falter. I will not be the reason why Iwi does not live on. I speak for every soul who resides there. I represent them in every action and inaction. I was chosen by fate to do these things. Through my eyes, I see the faults of those pleading their case. I am Enelia, but I am known as the jury.